Well, this year in this country, 13 states have introduced bills that would limit a woman's access to abortion. Supporters of one measure in Georgia are hopeful it will soon pass their state legislature. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Sam Whitehead reports.
Earlier this month, Mike Griffin stood in a quiet corner of the Georgia Capitol building, recording a video on his smartphone.
You be praying that this bill will move. We know it's going to be absolutely one of the greatest pro-life bills that have ever been passed. And
he's talking about HB 481. The so-called heartbeat bill would ban most abortions at around 6 weeks, the time when a fetal heartbeat may be detected during a pregnancy. Griffin works for the Georgia Baptist Mission Board. The video will go out to church members on Facebook. He's backed similar bills for years, but hasn't felt this confident in a while.
I really believe that the big difference this year is that you have a governor that was elected who made it one of his signature pieces of legislation to be a heartbeat bill.
Governor Brian Kemp backed up that pledge recently, saying he'd sign the bill if it makes it through the legislature.
You know, I think this is just the next step in the fight for women's autonomy.
Stacy Fox is president of Planned Parenthood Southeast.
Right now it's about abortion. Before that, we were fighting about birth control. And before that, we were fighting about women's right to vote.
Fox is not new to fighting for access to abortion. But she says she feels the winds shifting, not just in Georgia, but nationally. She points to President Trump targeting abortion in his State of the Union speech last month. He called for building, quote, a culture that cherishes innocent life, and criticized recent efforts to support abortion as, quote, chilling.
Yes, we've been in these fights before, but I think the rhetoric that's been going on in this country has emboldened this activity that we're seeing all over the country.
Georgia isn't the only state trying to restrict access to abortion. Tennessee, Ohio, and a handful of others are considering heartbeat bills.
So I think those who oppose women's bodily autonomy in this country feel like they have some sort of path here.
That's certainly the case for Jessica Dubois with Georgia Right to Life. The group opposes abortion.
I believe that there is optimism. You know, these issues typically, you know, never see the light of day.
Back in the bustling Capitol building, Dubois attributes that optimism to signals from state and national leaders, but says something else inspires bills like HB 481. Efforts to expand access to abortion in states such as New York and Virginia.
I believe that these heartbeat bills are partially in response to what's happening within other states.
Still, Dubois says her group doesn't support Georgia's heartbeat bill in its current form. HB 481 would allow abortions up to 20 weeks in the case of rape or incest. Georgia Right to Life doesn't want any exceptions.
We get the politics of it. You know, we understand that this is going to more likely pass with these exceptions in it, but we just can't support that. You know, we're picking and choosing who gets to live and who doesn't.
Reproductive rights advocates like Tamara Stevens say the bill will set off a legal fight. She's with the Handmaid Coalition. They've been outside the Capitol this week, dressed like characters from the dystopian novel where women are seen as property.
Governor Kemp has said that, you know, he will sign this bill into law, full well knowing that it is going to be challenged in courts and it is going to cost Georgia taxpayers millions to defend an unconstitutional law.
Heartbeat bills passed in other states have ended up in court because they conflict with Roe versus Wade. Stevens worries Georgia lawmakers want that to happen and for such a case to eventually get to the Supreme Court.
Because they want to be the state that helps overturn Roe v. Wade. That's it. It basically comes down to ego and controlling women's bodies.
What we're really seeing is this response to the Kavanaugh appointment in the U.S. Supreme Court.
Elizabeth Nash tracks state abortion bills for the Guttmacher Institute. She says Justice Brett Kavanaugh's appointment pushed the Supreme Court into more conservative territory.
And we're now seeing a lot of state legislatures looking to that reshaped court as a way to overturn abortion rights.
Nash says the Supreme Court has yet to take up a heartbeat bill case. But with about a dozen states, including Georgia, considering such bills, they may have plenty of opportunities headed their way. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Whitehead.